Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and anything else listening. My name is Drew Badger from The Big Scary Show, and welcome to The Big Scary News, an offshoot of The Big Scary Show where we bring you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry that you need to know, plus an exclusive interview that you won't hear anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly sponsored by Froggy's Fog. Get all your fog products from frog juice to scents to foggers and more only at froggiesfog.com. And now, without further ado, here is the Big Scary News. We start out with some very sad news from the world of Hollywood. On Monday, February 24th, 2014, Ghostbusters star Harold Ramis passed away at the age of 69. Ramis was known as much for his off-screen work, writing films like Ghostbusters, Groundhog Day, and Analyze This, as he was for playing Dr. Egon Spengler in front of the camera. Ramis was surrounded by his family in his Chicago home when he died from complications of autoimmune inflammatory vasculitis. Harold Ramis is survived by his wife Erica, sons Julian and Daniel, daughter Violet, and two grandchildren. The Big Scary Show would like to offer their condolences to the family and friends of Harold Ramis, and offers this moment of silence. We have a pair of updates from the National Haunters Convention. We are proud to announce that we are slashing our admission price from $30 to $15. In these harsh economic times, we want to encourage one and all to enjoy and celebrate the haunted attraction and horror industry with us May 2nd through the 4th. The last few years, Halloween and the haunted attraction industry has endured a harsh downturn due to both weather and economic issues. We want everyone to have the capability to celebrate to their fullest capacity. Come and take classes, see the sights, and visit our pitch black zone with the return of S&C Scare Factory's Amazing Haunt. Take home for 2014 new ideas, new props, as well as a renewed hunger to have the best haunted attraction ever. For more information, go to facebook.com/Halloween Show. In addition, we have this news from the S&C Scare Factory, which is based in Danbury, Connecticut. Important news, haunt fans. This year's Halloween show, the National Haunters Convention, is rapidly approaching. Do you love everything Halloween? Do you love haunted houses? Then come to the Halloween show this May. See tons of great vendors, tons of great classes, and the first ever Lights Out haunted attraction in the Pitch Black Zone, courtesy of the S&C Scare Factory. Come check it out. For more information, visit www.halloweenshow.com. We have this news from Rob Zombie. Here's something to make your week a little brighter. A tour announcement. 5 new European tour dates added to the Rob Zombie itinerary. June 22nd in Madrid at the Riviera. June 23rd in Barcelona at the Razzmatazz. July 1st in Utrecht at the Tivoli Vredenburg, July 2nd in Luxembourg at the Rock Hall, and July 6th in Warsaw at the Stodola Club. And as always, you can get more tour information at robzombie.com. We have this news from the Texas Frightmare Weekend. Pre-order your Tobin Bell autographs now. Tobin will definitely be one of the most in-demand guests at the Texas Frightmare Weekend 14. Act now and get your autograph with one of the most iconic horror characters of our time. For more details on the Texas Frightmare Weekend happening May 2nd through the 4th in Dallas, Texas, visit TexasFrightmareWeekend.com. We have news from Bizarre AC in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Last December, monsters, zombies, ghouls, freaks, and goblins sunk their teeth into Atlantic City, and now they hunger for more. The weird, the odd, the bizarre return to the Tropicana in Atlantic City June 13th through the 15th for a weekend of entertainment, education, commerce, and camaraderie as we celebrate all things horror, paranormal, and beyond at the Jersey Shore. This spring, Bizarre AC 2 brings back the strange and curious for an entertaining weekend at the Tropicana Casino and Resort, featuring a variety of interactive components, a bizarre set of characters along with some of the most entertaining and outlandish band of misfits to ever set foot in our seaside city. Now in its second run, show producers have created a variety of off-the-wall antics and experiences for showgoers of all ages. The hours will fly by for attendees as they walk and shop the unique exhibitors of the Bizarre Bazaar. Fans will be in a state of shock and amazement as freaks and geeks from around the globe command the stage. Horror movie aficionados can take part in movie screenings complete with Q&As and the chance to delve into the minds of some up-and-coming filmmakers. Bizarre AC2 will also play host to special celebrity guests and speakers from movies and TV. For more info, visit www.bizarreac.com. We have this news from the Creepers Horror Anthology. Real Progress LLC is pleased to announce that the feature-length horror film Creepers, aka Horror Anthology Movie Volume 2, is in pre-production. Shooting begins in March 2014. Featuring two stories from contemporary horror writers Joe R. Lansdale and Jeff Strand, and two classic tales of terror from Lafcadio Hearn and Edgar Allan Poe, Creepers celebrates the weird written word adapted from scribe to screen. The directors include author and filmmaker Gregory Lambertson, Jeremiah Kipp, Christian Walker, and Mike T. Lydon. Production will wrap in July with a release anticipated for October 2014. For more information, visit the official website creepersfilm.com. We have news on a haunt for sale via Frank Quickla. I am selling the Psycho Trail in Medford, New Jersey, including everything inside, both 53 and 48 foot trailers, and some items in my garage and shed. I am asking $20,500 for everything. If you know any home or pro haunters that may be interested or would like more info, please call 856-649-2531 or email mrpsychotrail@gmail.com. I have pics and a list I can send, or go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/thepsychotrail or www.psychotrail.com for more info. We have this news on a new toy line based on the movie Alien. As part of the 35th anniversary celebration of the groundbreaking movie Alien, Neco will release the first-ever action figures of main character Ellen Ripley. Initial plans include a figure of Ripley in her Nostromo jumpsuit from the original 1979 film, to be followed later by a Ripley figure based on the 1986 movie Aliens. Prototypes will debut later this summer at San Diego Comic-Con. Neco also revealed a spectacular summer treat for fans, two deluxe 35th anniversary releases, both completely in scale with the main action figure line. The massive Alien Queen Ultra Deluxe boxed action figure will arrive in July, shortly before the release of the iconic Power Loader exoskeleton, which is famously used by Lieutenant Ripley to battle the Alien Queen in one of the most thrilling scenes in the 1987 movie. We have some movie news concerning cast members from The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead creator Robert Kirkman is producing Air, a sci-fi thriller to which Norman Reedus and Jaimin Hansu have signed on to top line, according to an article from The Hollywood Reporter. Christian Cantamessa, who wrote and was lead designer for games such as Red Dead Redemption and Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, wrote the script with Chris Pacetto and will make his feature directorial debut with this low-budget pick. The story is set in an underground cryogenic facility after a nuclear fallout renders the atmosphere unbreathable. Air centers on its two custodial workers, Reedus and Hansu, who take care of the cryogenically sleeping personnel that are to reestablish society, but they struggle to preserve their own sanity and lives while maintaining the extremely fragile environment of the last livable place on Earth. Sony Pictures Worldwide Acquisitions is already in final negotiations to acquire the project. We have this news from the West Coast Haunters Convention. Thursday night, the West Coast Haunters Convention hosts a night of toast, time warp, and mayhem. It's the Rocky Horror Picture Show at the historic Clinton Street Theater. 17 and older, please. The show includes the cast from the Clinton Street Theater to help spice things up a little. Tickets are $10 for the event and includes a bus to and from the show. Prop bags are on sale, too, for $5. Please, no spray bottles. Famous for its long-standing exhibition of the Rocky Horror Picture Show, the theater is currently a magnet for independent revival films. Be sure to join us for a night to remember. For more info, go to westcoasthauntersconvention.com. We have this news on the 60th anniversary of the film Godzilla. Rialto Pictures is once again rolling out the uncut Japanese version of the 1954 classic Gojira, boasting a 60th anniversary DCP, that's Digital Cinema Package, restoration. Directed by Ishiro Honda and starring Takashi Shimura, Akira Takarada, and Momoku Kochi, American nuclear weapons testing results in the creation of a seemingly unstoppable dinosaur-like beast. After playing the South by Southwest Film Festival in March, the movie will be opening in limited theaters across the country, including these dates. March 11th in Austin, Texas at the Alamo Ritz 1, that's at the South by Southwest Film Festival. April 18th through the 24th in New York City at the Film Forum. April 25th through May 1st in Santa Fe, New Mexico at the Jean Cocteau Cinema. May 2nd through the 5th, Portland, Oregon at the Hollywood Theater. May 2nd through the 8th at Seattle, Washington at the SIFF Cinema Uptown. May 13th through 14th in Alameda, California at the Alameda Theater and Cineplex. May 23rd through 26th in Houston, Texas at the Museum of Fine Arts. May 28th, Lexington, Kentucky at the Kentucky Theater. And July 17th in Columbus, Ohio at the Wexner Center for the Arts. The Big Scary Show will continue to follow this and will bring you more dates if they become available. We have this news from the Dark Hour Haunted Attraction in Plano, Texas. We'd like to thank everyone who braved the darkness during our Love is Blind Valentine's Day show. We hope you had a good time and look forward to seeing you March 14th and 15th for an entirely different show, St. Patrick's Sleigh Weekend. Care to test your luck? If you dare, visit us March 14th and 15th for the St. Patrick's Sleigh Weekend. Visit www.darkhourhauntedhouse.com for more details. We have this news on the Cinemayhem Film Festival in Los Angeles. The second annual Cinemayhem Film Festival returns to Los Angeles with a new location and a retro feel. Celebrating the legacy of independent film, this year's Cinemayhem will feature screen horror classics The Fog, with John Carpenter in attendance, 1986 Vamp, and a special Hellraiser celebration that includes a screening of the Clive Barker classic, as well as original Clive Barker artwork on display. Each night of the festival will also include screenings of short films, contests, and giveaways. Cinemayhem runs March 28th through the 30th at Jump Cut Cafe in Studio City, California. All screenings are free. Keep up to date with screening schedules, ticketing info, and special guests at www.cinemayhemfilmfest.com. We have some news about a new type of adventure game coming to various cities across the U.S. Imagine being locked in a room and you having to use your surroundings to figure out a way to escape. Room Escape Adventures is a company that conducts live room escape games, locking real people together in real rooms and challenging them with working together to find a way out. Their latest room escape adventure is called Trapped in a Room with a Zombie. And in it, the intensity is amped up to 11, with a zombie shackled up inside of the room, as desperate to escape his imprisonment as you are to escape yours. Every 5 minutes, the zombie's chain will be released another foot, and you've got 60 minutes to find a key that will allow you to get the hell out of harm's way. Tickets for the live event are $28, and you'll be locked in a room with up to 11 other brave individuals. Event locations include Chicago, Columbus, Ohio, and Philadelphia. You can learn more and purchase tickets over on the Room Escapes Adventures website at roomescapeadventures.com. We have this news from longtime Haunt veteran Mike Tattoo Krausert. Quote, I just wanted to take a moment to update everyone that I will be taking on the position of Senior Project Manager for the 13th Floor Entertainment Group, the organization responsible for the acclaimed 13th Floor Haunted Houses, House of Torment, The Asylum, and other attractions. I am thrilled about taking on this new endeavor and look forward to working with this highly successful and talented group of owners, artists, fabricators, and managers. I am excited about the future and I look forward to collaborating and consulting with friends and colleagues in the industry. I'll see you all in St. Louis at Transworld. Safe travels. Sincerely, Mike Tattoo Krausert. The Big Scary Show wishes Tattoo all the best in this future endeavor. And finally, we have this bizarre news on a possible national clown shortage. How many clowns can you pack into a clown car? Well, not many of them if there aren't any clowns available to pack. According to an article by the New York Daily News, membership in the World Clown Association, the country's largest trade group for clowns, has dropped from 3,500 to 2,500 in the past 10 years, and the same decline in numbers has been experienced by Florida's Clowns of America International. The presidents of both organizations fear a national clown shortage is impending as older clowns are dying off and younger generations simply have no interest in slapping on the grease paint and red noses. Higher standards among employees like Ringling Brothers have also been cited as a reason for the decline. Could the clown apocalypse be in our near future? Only time will tell. So to all you haunt clowns out there, there may be an opportunity for some off-season work. You know what to do.
Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
To celebrate the return of The Walking Dead to TV, tonight's interview is with Stan the Zombie and was recorded at Walker Stalker Con in Atlanta in November 2013. Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here live at Walker Stalker Con, Atlanta, Georgia, talking to all the really cool kids and hanging out with everything. And I'm looking at a very tall guy with a little bit of, I don't know, you got something on your face there, but I was intrigued. I saw the banners. I saw people hanging out there, and it is Stan the Zombie. Not necessarily associated with Walking Dead, per se, but hey, it's all about zombies here. Stan the Zombie, how are you today?
Doing great. A little tired, but I'm doing great.
Well, you know, I understand being undead and everything. So what is the whole story behind Stan the Zombie?
Well, I've been doing zombies since I was a teenager. Big, huge George Romero fan.
Haven't we all?
Yeah. Started with Night of the Living Dead. I've been doing this for years. Really started doing it more frequently with Dragon Con. Then I got discovered for a movie called Ace the Zombie about 4 years ago. And then I started getting into acting. I came up with the name Stan the Zombie about 3 years ago to kind of brand the character that I do.
So the website, Stan the Zombie and all that.
StanTheZombie.com,
exactly.
The website.
And now
we're getting ready to start pre-production on Stan the Zombie, the movie.
Sounds like a fun thing. I'm guessing it's going to have some sort of horror-related aspect to it.
Oh, yes. We're going to do that, but we're going to keep it humorous. We want to keep it in the PG-13 type realm. I got a lot of young female fans. We're not going to go for the max gore effect. We want to go more for the plot.
Sure. So is it going to be kind of a comedy, a drama, a romantic comedy, an action spy movie? What are we looking at for Stan the Zombie?
Well, I've been working with the writers, and we're going over the synopsis, and I want to throw a little romance thing in there. But it would be more like a comedy, like our young girl befriends me and teaches me only to eat bad people, that I just can't go around and eat anybody.
That. It's kind of like almost a Frankenstein-esque kind of thing.
Yes, exactly. You know, and we actually have a couple actresses in mind for that. But actually, I start out as a normal person, and then you see how I became a zombie, and I escaped from the lab. You know, we got all these, we're running different scenarios, and now they're talking about having me playing a dual role.
Nice.
Where I play his twin brother.
Oh, gosh. The evil twin. We love that.
Yeah. Well, the drunk twin.
Oh, gosh.
Because he's supposed to be a businessman, an investor, and people don't want to lose their investments.
Sure.
So they find his twin to act like and you know, prep him to be him,
right?
To be his brother, so that the investors don't pull their money out.
Sounds fun. How's the Walker Stalker been treating you so far? You know, I know everyone's here to see Norman and Andrew and all these people, but I mean, you know, there's an awful lot of non-Walking Dead-related people here, yourself included. How's it been? People coming up say I'm a fan, or I've met you before, I've seen you here or there, or what?
Oh, yeah, it's been really great. In fact, a lot of my friends, my business partner, everything, like, you know, the name's getting out. We did New York Comic Con a couple weeks ago, and 2 weeks from now we'll be up in Chicago for Days of the Dead. So we're doing a lot of the PR stuff prior to the movie to get the name out there. And I'm really shocked at how many people know who I am. And I don't know them.
It's always nice to meet people, and you're like, I'm a big fan. I'm like, really? Thanks. You
know? Oh, yeah. It's something, because it's grown a lot. Since we've been doing a lot of the PR stuff and everything, I got people telling me, yeah, I've seen you on the internet. I saw you on the news. We did CBS mornings on Halloween, and then Fox yesterday. And so it's really getting around. It takes a while to kind of, like, digest it, you know, when you're not used to it. But, I mean, it's been nothing but positive. Even people that didn't know me before, now they know who I am.
Sure. And there's literally thousands of people here who are now meeting Stan the Zombie. Are you based in the Atlanta area?
Yes. I'm right outside the perimeter in Atlanta.
Okay, very cool. For people who want to follow Stan the Zombie the movie, or follow where you may be making an appearance next, you mentioned Days of the Dead Chicago and other places like that. Maybe there's a Kickstarter in the future and maybe want to help with that. Or to just find out more information about Stan the Zombie, do you have a website, social media, etc. like that?
Yes. Well, there's stanthezombie.com. And on there, there's a feed to my Facebook fan page and also my Twitter.
You're verified?
Verified.
On Twitter? No? Okay, well, that's fine. Yeah. Well, I don't know if dead people can be verified on Twitter or not. We'll just have to wait and see.
Well, they haven't kicked me off yet.
There
so.
Very cool. Well, Stan the Zombie, I wish you nothing but success with this. We'll be looking for Stan the Movie coming, I'm sure, to a local Cineplex near you. And stanthezombie.com for all things Stan the Zombie, correct?
Correct.
Again, I wish you nothing but success here at Walker Stalker Con, Atlanta, Georgia. My name is Drew Badger for The Big Scary Show, and I am out. We'd like to thank Prelude to a Nightmare and the CD Dark Ride for providing the music for this episode. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of The Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Get all that and more only at BigScaryShow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off for the Big Scary News.